Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy basketball. Shoot, it's the end of May. Why not talk some Cowboy hoops? They've got their camp season coming up in a few weeks as well. We've got the head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys, Alan Edwards, joining us here on the show. What's happening, Coach? How are you doing?
Keith, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Let's get down to it. Big news coming out today that your first team All-Mountain West player, Justin James, has decided to come back to Wyoming after testing the waters for a couple of months for the NBA draft. Your feelings with the news, JJ, coming back for you guys for a senior year?
Well, obviously excited given the type of player he is and what he's been able to do for the program and will do for us this senior year. But again, you know, I just thought it was a great opportunity for him to at least even go through the process and get feedback from NBA teams about things that they felt like were necessary for him to work on to better put himself in position to be a draft candidate.
So, you know, with him coming back and the new faces, I mean, you've signed seven new players as well. What kind of mix do you think that's going to be for you guys this season? You know, having JJ back plus a mix of new guys and some other players that you had coming back. I mean, it's going to be a different team for you guys, right?
Yeah, well, what I think JJ brings back is obviously a level of maturity, being a senior and being, you know, one of the best players in this league. And what I thought we did with these guys coming in was I thought we did a great job of mixing it up in the sense of junior college kids with prep school kids in the sense of maturity. And, you know, I use that word quite a bit because even the guys that are coming in as prep school guys are coming in at 20 years old rather than fresh out of high school at 18. Mm-hmm. And just a mixture of JJ and Hunter Maldonado. Yeah. And obviously looking forward to Jordan Notton getting back off of going through a year with a lot of back problems and excited about, you know, Hunter Thompson coming off his red shirt year and obviously Nye Redding and Austin Austin Mueller, to where all these guys, if you put them in pieces with the guys that we have returning back, I'm really, really excited about, you know, what we were able to put together in this recruiting class, but excited about the young men that are coming back as well.
How much do these new players, and again, I'd rattle off all the names if I could remember them off the top of my head, Coach, mm-hmm. but how much does this team really start to look like a team you want to build at Wyoming with the pieces that you brought in?
Well, I think what's unique about the situation now, given, you know, I shouldn't say given, rather than 10 years ago, you know, we have an opportunity to do things with these guys in the summertime. And mm-hmm. we'll have time to obviously get out there and do some individual instructions, but at the same time, we can have team practices in the summertime as well. So the opportunity just to utilize all the time we have with our guys when they're on campus here in June, and to me, even when they have an opportunity to come back in August. So to me, my thing is with these guys, my thing would be just getting it going as quickly as possible. And I've always been an optimist, and just looking at the talent that we were able to bring in with the pieces of guys that we have coming back, I'm just excited that, you know, this group again has my final touch on it in a sense of recruiting, and I feel like this group will probably represent myself a little bit more as a coach's head coach.
How much contact did you have with JJ over the last couple of months?
Well, even as the season ended, myself and JJ was sitting down at least once a week, mm-hmm. sometimes more, just to obviously finish up the academic year strong, but obviously talk about, you know, this opportunity that was in front of him. And even as he went home and had a few workouts as well, we just stayed in contact in a sense of going through this process. And I felt like my role in this was more about education, mm-hmm. And feedback that the NBA teams were calling me and giving me on his workouts as well. So we were always in constant communication about it, and then also talked about the possibility of returning and then the pieces that will be around them in a sense to go out there and have a successful senior year.
Can you share what NBA teams shared with you?
I mean, to be honest with you, he didn't shoot it well in a lot of the workouts, but it's crazy about it because it went from a workout to another workout to another workout to where you almost got three different feedbacks in a sense of, you know, didn't shoot it particularly well at either one of them, but shot it well off the dribble at one of them, and didn't shoot it well from a catch and shoot. They were really excited about his test times in a sense of down and back sprints, vertical jump, lane slides, things of that nature, obviously showing his athletic ability. And then the other thing was putting on a little bit of weight in a sense of muscle. But, I mean, it wasn't a lot, but at the same time, it was enough to say that there's still some things you need to tighten up to be able to put yourself in position to be drafted.
Well, one thing I've said with JJ, I think he's got the best mid-range game, and you said off the dribble as well in the Mountain West Conference, and that's saying something with the talent that's come out of here. So, you know, it seems like, you know, the catch and shoot set shots are things that he could work on more than anything, is kind of what you're getting to?
Yeah, well, and you got to think about it. The NBA line is a little longer.
Yeah, that's true.
Than the college line.
Was it two, three feet?
Yeah, so that makes a difference. Sometimes people don't understand how much of a difference that is until you start shooting them. But, again, what I felt good about it was all those things were things that he could improve on. Thought he did a great job interviewing well. You know, people loved his competitive nature and, you know, how he spoke when being interviewed as well. So a lot of positive to come back on, but, you know, not enough in a sense of saying, you know, stay in the draft. And like I told him early in this process, you know, this year for some reason a lot of people put their name in the draft.
Yeah.
So it became a little bit more of a diluted situation than anything.
Do you think HD has a future? I think we all agree he has a future professionally, but what about the highest level? Because he performed well at the Portsmouth invite, I thought, 13-7 he averaged in those games. Do you think he's got a future in the NBA or professionally?
Well, again, my thing to him and Al Herndon was, at the end of the day, I get what your goal is. And sometimes it doesn't happen right away. But that doesn't mean stop working. I do believe HD has an opportunity to play at the highest level of basketball. And the other thing I try to get these guys to understand is most people go into it thinking that you got to have all NBA teams like you. You really just need one. And then from there, then you can kind of create your niche. But what HD does is very unique in a sense. I shouldn't say unique. Is a given nowadays at that level. A guy with his size and being able to stress the defense with his shot-making ability. And one thing that was probably underrated by him was his playmaking ability as well. So, no, it's not far-fetched. And sometimes when your name doesn't get called on draft day, that doesn't mean it won't happen. And I always joke because I always remember having a conversation with Rodney Terry a few years back when he had the kid Tyler Johnson at Fresno. And I remember saying to him, I don't know if he'll get drafted, but that guy is a pro. And he did not get drafted, ended up playing in the D League, and a year later ended up playing in the NBA and signing a nice, really contract. So, again, everybody's route is different. Some people get called on draft day. Some have to kind of sneak in the back door. But whatever the route is, you just got to be ready for it.
What was it like catching up with Larry Nance Jr.? I think, what was it, game 3 or 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals you guys went to? What was that like?
It was game 4, and it was unbelievable. Larry is just a tremendous, I can't say he's a tremendous man for allowing us the opportunity to come out there and watch them in postseason play. And then even spending that much time with us after the game on the court. But the atmosphere was crazy. You know, even outside of the arena, you just knew a Cavs game was going on And then when you got into the arena, it was just so electrifying of a crowd that, you know, you just had no choice but to get into the excitement as well. And then on top of that, I had a chance to see LeBron.
Why not, right? Just throw LeBron in there. Yeah. Hey, I got to say, though, did you get into Ty Lue's ear and say, hey, Larry's got to play a little bit more because he's your best defensive player, and I fully believe he's their best defensive player, and when he's out there, he makes things happen, and you know, when he got some more minutes, he was very effective.
Well, you know, actually, what's funny is I talked to Larry right before that series started. And he wasn't playing as much. And I said, you know what, Larry, you know, this series that's coming up seems like a better opportunity for you to get out there and play just because of how Boston is made up. But, you know, obviously you have to be ready. And just like Larry, you know, Coach, you know me, I'm always ready. I know what I need to do, and if my number is called, you know, I'm going to be prepared to go out there and compete the way I know how to compete. And I thought he did a great job, you know, especially even at the game that we were at, you know, rebounding, defending, blocking shots, making hustle plays, just unselfish basketball. So, again, you know, sometimes when you start talking to kids and they start talking about playing in the NBA, you know, my thing was, if you look at Larry Nance, you would say, well, golly, he did so much more for the Cowboys on the offensive end when he was in college. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's the difference between college and NBA mm-hmm. basketball, that, well, we're looking for LeBron and Kevin Love to do that type stuff. We need somebody else to do all these other things. And I think he's found his niche with that. And obviously when his contract is up, I think he's going to get paid pretty nicely.
You got camp seasons coming up here in a couple weeks, Alan. How much has the camp season changed over the years since you've been involved?
You know what? I mean, it's just so many people out there just doing camps nowadays, which is different from even when I was a basketball player. So you're competing with a lot more entities, I guess, at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But just the pure excitement of being around young people and still having another way or avenue to be able to teach the game of basketball, I think that part has not changed. It's been really, really good. The kids come in every year energized to work and get better, but also get to know other kids, whether they be from the same town or maybe from another town. And especially with social media nowadays, once you build friendships at camp, you can kind of stay in touch with each other as well. So we, as a staff, every year really look forward to this opportunity to give back to the game of basketball, but also connect with the Wyoming culture.
Couple more. Schedule, is it close to being finalized? And do you have anything you can tell us that maybe is not out yet?
Well, it should be coming out soon, but I think we're right there. You know, we obviously got one of the big headliners is South Carolina mm-hmm. coming in here into the AA this year, which I think is going to be a great game for our fans to come out. We go back to Oregon State and play them at their place. We play down at Fort Myers in a tournament to where we open up against Boston College. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of it is Richmond and Loyola of mm-hmm. Chicago. We play in another tournament that's at UTEP. That's going to be good as well. But, you know, the mindset is, you know, still consistent with what we've been trying to do is make the pre-conference schedule competitive, not to the point where we're just playing cakewalk games, but, you know, again, opportunities to prepare us for conference play.
Great. One more here about your bigs. You mentioned Jordan Naughton and Hunter Thompson. Hunter coming off a redshirt year where he was injured, and Jordan with the back issues. Where do they stand right now, and what do you like about what maybe they will put in this summer and what have put in since the season's ended?
Well, Jordan's back got a lot better. Even his spirits has gotten a lot better.
Okay.
And he obviously brings a different dynamic to our interior, in a sense of girth, probably at the end of the day, and probably length, and more of a back to the basket type big. What I'm excited about with Hunter Thompson is I think he's a cross, that he has the girth and ability to play with his basket, But, you know, he's a guy that can also stretch it to the three-point line and shoot the three ball as well. And was really excited about, you know, the things, some of the things that he was able to do in the weight room with Coach Watts in building on his body. So, again, I'm excited by those two, obviously, along with the pieces that are going to be put around them.
Outstanding. Coach, I do appreciate the time you've given us, and hopefully we can catch up soon, and have a good summer as well. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it.